sun for them cars that be moving.
Yeah, got the real slay the thought. Those days, the remix.
Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton,
and I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, Easy, get ready to laugh. What does a cloud wear under his raincoat?
I don't know. What does a cloud wear under his raincoat?
Thunderwear.
Oh, like. I get it, because...
Thunderwear, yeah.
In case you're wondering, clouds help make thunder.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. Okay, now we're gonna roll into our next segment, which is Big Word of the Week.
It's big.
This week is presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's Big Word of the Week is agog. Agog means eager or curious. Eager or curious to see or hear something. And again, agog is spelled A-G-O-G. So, Dayton, are you, I don't know, agog about something?
Nope.
Not excited about anything?
No, I'm just, like, the most boredest person in the world.
Boredest. That's going to be our next big word of the week.
Yes, it will.
Okay, now, since we're so not agog,
yeah.
I guess we're just going to go into our next segment, which is the famous African-American author, which is what we're going to be doing for the month of October.
October.
And if you would like to send us in a recommendation for next month or the month after that. You can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com.
Okay, the famous African-American author is brought to you by All Type Fence, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's famous author is Richard Wright, who was born on September 4th, 1908, but he died November 28th, 1960. He was an American author of novels, short stories, poems, and nonfiction. Much of his literature concerns racial themes, especially related to the plight of African Americans during the late 19th to mid-20th centuries, who suffered discrimination and violence in the South and North. Literacy critics believe his work helped change race relations in the United States of the mid-20th century.
So, basically, Richard Wright was, I'm just asking you, this is a lot that I just got told just now. So he was an African-American author that kind of wrote, like, about, like, racial differences. Like,
yeah.
Okay. And if you would like to contact us to send us in a famous African-American author, again, for anything that you want to talk to us about, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. Okay, so now, since we have this great person, we're going to go into our next segment, which is Quote of the Week.
Quote of the Week is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Men can starve from lack of self-realization as much as they can lack from lack of bread.
Oh, that's
powerful.
Wow. Okay. I didn't see that coming. Okay, so that was a really good quote, and it means to me that, like, you need to, like, realize what's going on around you.
Yeah.
You need to know what's going on.
Well, you see your brother, he's got a tiny piece of dirt in his eye. but you've got a big log in your eye. And you're trying to tell him that there's something that he has wrong with him, even though you have not realized that you have something bigger with you.
Shout out to Pastor Kate.
Wait, what?
Okay, so now we're going to go into our tech fact for the week, which is presented by Howell, Howell, and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. On average, tech users carry 2.9 devices at all times. So, basically,
we're obsessed.
Yep, and that's the end.
Bye.
No, but that just says, like how we're like, we have so much technology and we just don't want to go out and just live life.
Yeah. You got one of those cars with a Siri inside of it.
A Siri inside
of it? A Siri.
Stop.
Stop.
Okay. Now we're going to go into a very important and, speaking of literature, segment in this show, book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is Stuart Little by E.B. White. Stuart Little is about basically this mouse who's just trying to make it through life in New York.
With a tiny car.
Because that's what mouses drive.
And they're covered by Keiko. Also with that gecko, that's his best friend.
So if you ever see a mouse.
And a gecko.
In a ask Corvette. Him what kind of car he has.
A Corvette.
Okay. So, yeah. And it's, yeah, but it's basically about a mouse just going through life in New York, you know.
With a tiny car.
Trying not to get squished, you know. If you would like to read more about Stuart Little, you can read about
Stuart
it.
Stuart Little.
You can find a book at probably
your local library.
Or a bookstore, hopefully.
Well, everybody wants to borrow a book, not buy a book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so our next and final segment is shout-outs. Our shout-outs, our first one is Mrs. Francine from Pittsburgh, Mr. Arthur in Ohio, and the Carolina Hoopfest AU basketball coach, Coach Ron. Okay. So, thanks to them for listening to our podcast, and see you guys later.
And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. But wait, I'd like to give a shout out to my director / producer, BL Self, and this week our song is Those Days by the Fat Cat Players.
And shout out to our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog?